All right, Shabbos, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's begin. We're going to get in a few minutes of Chassidus this morning. Our first Chassidus shir in our new base medrash. So let's Emir Hashem get a few moments in. So we're starting with Sidkas HaTzadik. We find ourselves in Os Zayin. I actually just reposted the PDF on the chat again, Chevra. If you'd like to, we're going to Emir Hashem start this up again on a more regular basis, just to be able to bringing a little bit of Chassidus into our morning. So if you remember, again, we left off on in the middle of Os Zayin, which is page Yud Dalid. Page Yud Dalid. So if you remember, again, the Rebbe was talking about the idea, a really beautiful idea, that when the Gemara talks about Zman Kriyashma, the Gemara always hinged Zman Kriyashma to something to do with Achila, consumption, which the Rebbe found incredibly interesting. And of course, on the most basic level, the same way that consumption, physical consumption of food is necessary for physical sustenance, right? In other words, I can't survive without food. I can't survive without physical nourishment. Much in the same way, a yid can't survive without Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. I need the Ribono Shel Olam. And if I don't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I don't have that unique relationship, if I don't have that connection, if I don't have that Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and remember again, we spoke about this so many times in the previous pieces. Remember, I need Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim in the morning. I need it in the evening. The morning representing the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of good, when there is clarity. The evening representing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of difficulty and challenge. But that connection to Hashem sustains me spiritually, much in the same way that food sustains me physically. Now, what the Rebbe pointed out is something very interesting, which is that there are many different opinions as to like which type of eating Kriyashma corresponds to. So now let's take a look. Short piece for today. I'm on page Yud Dalid in the middle section, Be'uri HaChassidus. So you see over here, the one he says, left-hand column, Uman Di Yolif. One of the opinions in the Gemara was that the time for the nighttime Shema is in the evening when an ani, a poor person, goes in to eat his bread with salt. Okay, so remember, an ani has a very meager suda, right? So all the ani has to eat is a little bit of bread and salt. When does an ani go in to eat? Again, nightfall, he eats his dinner, he calls it a day, and that's it. So the time that an ani goes in to eat his bread with salt, that's the beginning of the zman for Kriyashma. So Rabbi says, so says Rebbe, there's something so beautifully deep in this. Look what he writes. He says, what is this referring to? Gam b'Kriyashma, mirameis hadavar al adam shu ani bidas. And Rabbi says, in life, there are different types of aniyim, different types of paupers. There are some people who are materially impoverished, materially poor. And then there are some people who are maybe spiritually poor. Now, often when we speak about, when we think about spiritual poverty, we often assume that it refers to someone who's committing averus, someone who's engaged in other types of spiritually deleterious behaviors. But the Rebbe says there's another type of spiritual poverty. She'en lo ner lahadlik b'sudaso. Now, Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, when does an ani eat his evening meal? When does he eat his evening meal? He eats it really before it becomes dark. Because an ani is poor, he doesn't have a candle, he doesn't have anything to illuminate his home. Now, in general, there's a concept that people try to eat whenever they can see, whenever there's illumination. Because seeing your food is part of the satiety. We know this, right? In other words, you're sitting down to a good meal. It's not just the food that you're eating, it's the presentation, right? And the presentation is definitely part of it. So the ani needs light for his consumption, doesn't have light, often doesn't have a candle because he's poor. So he eats a little bit earlier. So the Rebbe says an ani eats, but he doesn't have candle. He doesn't have a candle. In lo the hadlik, look where it is. V'hamirame is the mi she'en lo or hadas laha'ir enei sichlo. So the Rebbe says the ani over here is referring to someone who doesn't really have a lot of intellect. Such a person doesn't really have das. He doesn't really have that much intellect. He doesn't have that candle, that spiritual candle to illuminate his intellect. And because this ani, right, because he doesn't have the light, right? And all he has, again, is this, the Rebbe's Lashon over here is, he has, all he has is a simple meal, right? He doesn't have anything, you know, complicated, anything that special. So he eats quickly. V'lechol pito b'melach. So what's the Rebbe's here? Look what the Rebbe says. Haromeis adavar shebedom lekach, yesh maila bekabolas omachushraim kishihi bepshitos. Let's say there is a beauty. There is a beauty to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's pashat, when it's simple. So much in the same way that the Ani just kind of eats his simple meal, right? So remember again, I will say, what the Rebbe is trying to highlight over here is why Chazal constantly almost like created this connection between Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim Shema and consumption, but yet different opinions connected it to different forms of consumption. So here this opinion says, when do you say the nighttime Shema? When an Ani goes in to eat his bread with salt. So what's the connection? The same way that an Ani, how does an Ani eat his meal? So the truth is, you know, probably like there's no nice flatware, and there's no nice china, and there's no centerpiece. What does he do? He goes in and he eats his simple meal. So the Rebbe says sometimes there's a beauty in Kabbalah's Omach Hashem, in the acceptance of Hashem, with simplicity. Sometimes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll say, get ready for this, doesn't have to be deep. Sometimes it doesn't have to be multifaceted. Sometimes it doesn't have to go ahead and plumb the theological depths. Sometimes the most beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one could have is like an Ani has with his bread. An Ani goes in, he eats his bread, he eats his salt. It's pashat. Sometimes the most beautiful relationship that one can create with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is simple and pashat. He goes on, he says, Lekach yesh maila bekabalas ol machu shayim kishi bepshitos. Shin mevakish gadlos el mistapik mamashim misnai kifir ratzon Hashem yisbarach bepshitos halochus shebetorah. Sometimes the most beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of like when I present myself to Hashem, Hineni, I'm here. Let's have a relationship. Let's spend time together. Let's be together. Let's grow together. I don't understand what you do or how you do it. And the truth is, I don't need to. I actually don't need to. I'm okay just being together with you. And sometimes that simple yet profound relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the most beautiful things we could accomplish in life. We'll see, by the way, and it's not an either or. Sometimes my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very complex, very complex. And sometimes my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just be so much, you hear sometimes people use the expression like a pashat yid. So sometimes like when people say a pashat yid, sometimes people use it like in a little bit of a condescending way. Oh, it's like such a pashat yid. Hey, sometimes the most beautiful compliment you give to someone is a pashat yid. Someone who's just in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right, it's not deep. It's not deep. Who says it needs to be deep in order to be rewarding? Sometimes the best relationship you could have with Hashem is like the Ani who has the relationship with his bread and his salt. He's not deeply tied to that bread and his salt. He eats it because he needs to be full, because he needs to exist. Sometimes that level of pashtos and simplicity in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu could sometimes be the source of such incredible fulfillment. All right, we'll stop over here for today, Bosai. Shkoyach. So good to be back with the Rebbe. Continue tomorrow.